Yo, 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 what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock Your Brand podcast. Yes, that was a different intro, and I have no idea why I did it that way. Maybe it's because I'm in a different environment right now. And that environment is, and you might tell by the audio right now, but I am in the car. I'm actually in the Jeep. I just dropped off my daughter to my son's house, and I realized that this week's podcast was not yet recorded. And the reason why is because this week we didn't do a live stream inside of the Rock Your Brand group. What we did was a live web class in its place. And so I didn't actually record a podcast. So I figured I probably should, because I want to stay, you know, on track. You guys know I've been doing this for a long time. The podcast is going on like 7 years, maybe even longer. I forget. Now I lost track. But I did want to jump in here and just give you guys a off-the-cuff, random episode and just kind of give you an update. Also let you guys know that something big happened in my life, something that is life-changing and literally life-changing. And that is the big 5-0. Scott now is 5-0, 50 years old. It's crazy. I can't believe it, honestly. And it did affect me a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. It did affect me a little bit leading up to turning 50. It was kind of like, man, I was holding on to that at 40s, you know, the 49. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're 50. And then what automatically happens in your head is you go into, well, my next milestone, 10 years from now, I'll be 60. And then another 10 years, I'll be 70. And then another 10 years, hopefully I'll be 80. You know, so you start going through all of these things as you get older. And if you guys are listening to this and you are older, well, you kind of know what I mean. And it affects people differently. But I want to talk about that because I think it's important. I also want to talk a little bit about seasons in life and, you know, how we adapt, how we pivot, how we should give ourselves permission to pivot. You might have realized that I've pivoted a number of times since the podcast started. A lot of things have happened awesome in my life. Some things have happened where I became really stressed out because of what I took on. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to take this time to really talk about that freely. I have no idea where this is going to go, but I figured I would do it because some of you have really enjoyed the episodes that I do things like this and just randomly come at you with something and kind of give you my thoughts. So hopefully this will help you, maybe even inspire some of you, because let's be honest here, any of you guys that know my story, any of you that have read my book, The Take Action Effect, which can be found on Amazon if you want to go check it out. But basically, I never, never thought that I would be where I am today, ever. Okay? And what I mean by that is like, I never thought I was smart enough to be where I am today. And, you know, I was just having this conversation the other day with one of my friends, and I was like, man, if I was to look back when I was in 10th or 11th grade in high school, I never thought that I would be, let's just say it, a business coach and helping people grow their businesses. And in some cases, 7- and 8-figure businesses. Never would have thought that in a million years. Never thought that I would have been able to achieve $1 million in sales or in business. Never thought that. And, you know, sometimes you have to give yourself some credit. And sometimes you have to believe in yourself, even though you might not believe in yourself all the time. So I want to give you that advice right now. Believe in yourself. If you're doubting yourself, it's normal, and you know it may affect you. But I want to be that voice in your head that says, "Hey, Scott said that I should believe in myself because if that guy can do it, I can do it." And you might be thinking, "Well, Scott, you know, I've seen what you've done. I look at everything that you've accomplished and all of that, and man, I don't think I ever could do that." Well, let me just tell you this. I thought that as well at times, and you still think about it, right? There's companies out there that are huge, and I'm like, I would never be able to achieve that, and not necessarily that I wouldn't be able to achieve it. It's that I don't want to necessarily, but it would be kind of cool to say that you did it, right? And so just know that whatever whatever journey that you're on right now, whatever thing you're working on, just understand that is going to help you and prepare you for your next thing, your next mountain to climb. And just understand that, you know, we have the opportunity to start fresh. And I kind of switched it in my head when I turned 50. I was like, you know what? This is a new chapter, Scott. You just crossed off the 40s, right? And now you're into your 50s. And man, what can you do in the next 10 years? And I look back and see what I did the last 10 years. And I'm like, holy cow. Never would have thought that I would have started a podcast, you know, and have it reach, you know, millions of people and all over the world, and being able to connect with thousands of people, you know, have live events, in-person events, have my lake house where I get to do these master shops and, you know, all of this stuff. Like, never would have thought that it would have came from doing that podcast. And now here I am still doing this podcast. Number one, because I enjoy it. It's a way for me to put content out there that I don't have to write. You guys know, if you've been listening for any period of time, I do not like writing at all. But I do it, and I've gotten pretty good at it at times, you know, email and things like that, but I don't particularly enjoy it. I enjoy this. This doesn't bother me at all. I can sit here and talk in the car or on the mic, you know, all day, every day. It doesn't bother me. I enjoy it. But let me just say that it wasn't always that way. Like, I would think that I'm going to sound dumb, or I'm not going to be able to, you know, say the right thing at the right time, or maybe say words that aren't in the right meaning for that scenario or whatever, right? So, or maybe saying, you know what I mean? You know, like, I just said, you know, again. Like, there's things that I'm saying that if I analyze myself, I would never speak. So I had to get over that hurdle. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you is because you might be facing a hurdle right now that you might be overthinking things. And you might be saying, you know what, I'll do that when I get better at this. I had someone that was like, I'm gonna post content on my website, but I'm gonna wait until I get these 5 articles perfect. And I said, no, get them good enough and then push them. And you can always update them later, right? So I wanted to share that with you because, you know, there are things that hold us back, and they can prevent us from getting to that next level, you know, and really being able to grow. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, and hopefully that will help you and inspire you. So let me give you a little bit of what I'm working on now and kind of where I see my next, I don't even want to say 10 years, because I think things change, right? The next year is where I'm heading. But I actually did this exercise the other day, and it was brought to me by Dean Jackson, who's one of my virtual mentors. I've never met the guy, but I do follow his stuff. He's got a podcast called I Love Marketing. He does a lot in real estate, but he does all kinds of marketing. But I love his marketing style. And he sent an email out, and the email said, your next 25 years. And that email really spoke to me. It really spoke to me because what he was referencing is being at a crossroad after you've went through your first 25, right? Or your first 10, whatever. He's just using 25 years. And then from there, saying to yourself, okay, this has been good, but I think I want to change, or I think I want to focus on something different, or maybe I want to do less of that and more of this. So his whole thing was, what is something that you enjoy doing and that you see yourself doing for the next 25 years? Now, I think that's a long time to forecast, but if there's one thing, like if you had to know, and if you said you have to answer this or your right arm is going to fall off, I'd have to answer it. And the answer would be this. And again, I mean, I'm going outside of like things like, oh, I want to spend time with my family. I want to travel a little bit. I'm talking about, like, people talk about retirement. I don't see myself ever retiring because I don't feel like I'm technically doing a job now. I feel like I'm doing what I enjoy. Now, are there at times things I didn't enjoy? Yes, but I've since kind of pivoted away from those things and I do more of what I enjoy. So what I enjoy the most right now, and I have for the past 5 years, I would say, honestly, is I really like helping businesses with their marketing. Now, that's kind of broad, so I would say I like helping online businesses, and I would say primarily e-commerce right now, but even online course creators, even coaches. I haven't done a lot of that with coaches and course creators, although I could, because that's basically what I do, so I could help people that are getting started in that. But I know e-commerce pretty well, because that's where I've been spending a lot of my time in the last 5-7 years, right? So what I would really, really love to do for the next 25 years is just help online businesses understand how to use email marketing in their business. And I would say email marketing is just a vehicle to do what we call direct response marketing. So direct response marketing has been around for years, and it's been done through postcards and mailers and all of that stuff. And direct response is just getting a direct response. So email is just a vehicle to allow you to do that. You know, you can do direct response on email. You can do it, in social media. You can do it in any form that you're getting people's attention, and then you do the direct response. So that's what I see myself doing. So I would want to be a consultant or a coach and help those businesses. Well, it's kind of what I started doing. If you guys have been paying attention, I do private client work now, where I do Done With You. And it's what we're doing right now, myself and Chris Schaefer, and we're really, really loving it, because we chose to work with, right now, e-commerce businesses in general, and ones that have products that they're selling, they have some forward momentum, and they have an email list, or they want to have an email list. And those are, to me, the funnest to work with right now, because they already have forward momentum. And so an example is, you know, we just worked with a business that she has it's a clothing brand for children, and primarily just, you know, t-shirts and hats and things like that, right? And so, and the products are like under $20. And so what we were able to do is she had an email list of, I believe it was like, 15 to 20,000. And she wasn't really doing email marketing all that much. Okay. She was doing it a little bit here and there. And I said, let's go ahead and run what we call our profit push promotion. And we'll do it for a 4-day promotion. And she agreed, and we did it. And ended up doing just shy of $20,000, okay, from sending out like 6 emails. That stuff lights me up. That stuff gets me excited. That's what I get the most satisfaction for. Like, that gave me probably more satisfaction than if it was my own launch that I did for $20,000. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, selling through your email and, you know, getting a response and having people get a product that's going to help them, or that's going to make them happy or solve a problem, whatever. Like, that stuff feels good, right? But doing it for someone else and getting that result is pretty damn awesome. So that's what I see myself doing. So how do I see myself doing it? That's the next question. Well, doing exactly that. I want to work with a handful of clients. Yes, we're going to get paid a premium for that. People are going to pay us, you know, more than a standard course or anything like that, because we're working more directly with them. So that's what I want to do. I also do want to have courses, and I do have, right now we don't have anything that's technically public, although our email marketing accelerator, we've been starting to offer that to people that are on our email list. So we've been doing that, which I see that as being one of our programs that we will consistently be promoting, because it's good and it gets people results, and it'll also attract people that we might be able to work with one-on-one. And then the other extension of that is a live environment. And so you guys know, or some of you know, that probably around 4 years ago now, it's got to be about 4 years ago, we bought a lake house for an Airbnb, which has been amazing, by the way. Like, that thing has, if you guys have been following along, and I haven't really given you guys an update on that, that thing crushed it this year. It's just insane the amount of money that's doing for a rental property in the Airbnb space. I'm not talking $300 a night type of place. It's crazy. But anyway, so I've got that place, and I got the place originally I got the place because I wanted to do our own mastermind there. And so what we did was we purchased the property, we did a remodel, we did all that stuff, we got it ready, we started renting it, and then it became where I couldn't even really use it because it was being rented out so much, which is a, you know, it's a good problem to have. But then I said this year, after COVID, we had to cancel Brand Accelerator Live and all of that. And any of you that are listening that went to Brand Accelerator Live, thank you. Anyone that had purchased a ticket, we had told everyone that purchased a ticket to come to the next one, which never happened. We offered to do a virtual event, which we did, a 12-hour virtual event. We had like a nightcap that we were all hanging out, having a few drinks and stuff too. So we capped off the evening with that. But it was an all day thing. I think we started at 10 a.m. and we ended at like 11 o'clock at night. And that was all recorded and then that was given. So that was kind of like our way of saying, like, you know, here's what we're going to offer you in place of that. If you wanted a refund, you could have gotten a refund at that time. No one did, by the way. And then we also offered a virtual mastermind for everyone that had purchased a ticket. And so we did that. But what I'm still going to do is offer, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I thought about Brand Accelerator Live. I told you this is random. And so what we decided to do is when we offer another one of our Lake House Master Shops, we call it, it's kind of like a workshop mastermind. Everyone that did purchase a ticket will have first dibs to come there when we do those small intimate settings. So if you are one of those Brand Accelerator Live attendees that had already pre-purchased, you will be getting notified about that. All right. And that will be happening probably in late fall, I'm going to guess. But it's going to be a very small, intimate, it's going to be at my lake house. So we're probably going to limit that, to under 20 people. All right. And, again, so it's going to be kind of first come, first serve, but we'll do a couple of days. So people that are Brand Accelerator Live people will have come in, and then maybe the following day we'll do a day for, people that just want to come in and attend that. So that's another thing that I want to do. And I want to do that probably at least twice a year. So if you guys are interested in that, by the way, you can just email me at scott@brandcreators.com and just put Lake House in the subject line, and then I can put you on the wait list for that. But that's something Chris and I really, really enjoy doing. It's not a huge moneymaker, by the way. I mean, yes, it's, you know, somewhat expensive to go to this, you know, private setting, because obviously, you know, we're putting it on, we're going to feed you, and we're going to, you know, spend, you know, usually it's two full days. But in the real, you know, grand scheme of things, you know, we're keeping it small. So we're not like generating, you know, $100,000 doing this thing. We are doing it because we really, really enjoy it. And it's also another excuse for Chris and I to get together and hang out for a week. That's typically what we'll do. So just throwing that out there, because I wanted to give you guys some updates on this too. So those are some updates for you as far as like what I'm working on, but also like what is the next 10 years for you? I'm not even going to say 25 years. What's the next 10 years look like for you? Because 10 years, you can accomplish a lot. And I want you to keep that in mind, because if you understand that, you're never at the end. Right? You're always having the ability to start over or change it to a different path, right? And that's kind of what I've done all along, right? I've, you know, started out in the construction field with my dad. And then from there, I left that company and started a photography business. That taught me Photoshop, which lent itself to learning and wanting to learn about online marketing. Built that into a membership site, which was something that we did for 7 years that supported my family. You know, all of that came from these different experiences. Then I started the podcast. Then I launched, you know, Private Label Classroom. You know, that went on to do a few million dollars. And then, you know, we had a membership there, which we still have, Brand Creators Academy. You know, and it's just evolved. And it allows me to get closer and closer to what I want to do right now that I enjoy and I make a living at, right? And so right now, I think of myself as a business coach, right? A business coach that helps generally small entrepreneurs or small businesses, preferably online, and help them grow their traffic, increase their sales.
If you want tips and strategies on how to start, grow, and monetize your business online, check out the Digital Revolution podcast with Eli Adams. We interview digital experts from around the world that share their personal stories. They talk about what they're currently working on and where they see the future going. But most importantly, they share tactics in their specific area of expertise with the hope of helping you improve your digital presence online. You can listen to the Digital Revolution podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, or simply click on the link in the show notes below.
And do it in a way that you're not just spending 40, 50 hours in the business, right? A way to create lifestyle and freedom and flexibility, because that's what I'm all about. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you probably feel the same way, right? It's not necessarily about, you know, driving around in that fancy car. It's more about time and freedom and flexibility. You know, being able to say, I'm never going to miss a ball game. You know, I'm never going to miss a recital. Like, those are huge. And a lot of people don't talk about that. But for me, that's the most important thing, is having the flexibility and the freedom to do what I want. And not having someone tell me I have to put in for a 2-week, vacation or something, you know? So that's kind of what I wanted to share with you. Like I said, this is random. This is in the car. I hope the audio is okay. I'm literally holding my phone. But I wanted to just jump in here and kind of give you a little bit of behind the scenes of, you know, what Scott's been up to, what Scott's feeling after turning 50, and hopefully giving you something to think about in your own life and something to think about as you move forward in your journey and in your next season. Because you are going to have seasons, and if you look at them like seasons, you know, seasons come and go. They don't have to last forever. You know, you can have a season that everything's going great, and then you go into a, you know, a gloomy season, and then you got to wait for that sun to shine again, and then we start seeing that sunshine in that season, right? We're going to have those. It's going to happen. But those are there for a reason, I believe. And it's there to really force us, in a way, to grow. And if we look at it that way, then we understand that, you know what, this is here for a reason, and I am going to grow, and I am going to find my next thing as I move through this, as I am doing right now, okay? So, you know, about 2 years ago, I would say I was going 100 miles an hour because, man, oh man, it was, you know, it was exciting. You know, I had everything going on at once. You know, I was writing a book. I was planning a live event. I was having in-person live events at the lake house. I was launching different products in our Amazon and our e-commerce brand, sold that brand, bought a lake house, had to remodel it, had a whole bunch of struggles there, you know, for 6 months. Like, all of that stuff was going on at once. And it took a toll. It took a toll on my health and just not really feeling as good as I should for having accomplished as much as I had, you know? So I'm here to tell you that we need to slow down. We need to slow down a little bit, and we need to figure out what is it that we want? What is it that we are going after? And what is our next chapter? What is the next thing that we want to achieve? And I say we, I say you, you know? I want you to think of yourself when we're talking here. And I want you to start thinking about what you want, okay, and what you are working on. And then know that it's okay to change. It's okay to pivot, right? And I think everyone does pivot. And eventually, you're going to get to a place that you're going to sit there for maybe 5 years and just work on that business or work in that area and be excited about it, right? Like right now, I am excited because I finally feel like I get to do 100% what I love, and that is talk and share and teach about email marketing, about content creation. Everything that I've done to help build the brands that I've worked with and the ones that I've built, and now really focus on those two areas. And yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about that. And so that's what I've been up to, guys. Now Scott is 50 years old, so when we listen back to this episode in 10 years, we'll see what's happened. That's the other reason why I do this, by the way, guys, is every time that I do this, I know I'm putting a little bit more documentation out there. And I encourage you to do that, even if you never post it. You know, create yourself a little audio diary. Maybe your kids can listen back to it. I know if I had to write it, it would be really hard for me. But this is something that you can go back, listen to, reference, see where your mind was at that point, and then, you know, see how it's changed. Because it will change. One thing that my father taught me a long time ago is he said, your mind changes every 10 years. So never say never. And a perfect example of that was I said that I would never own a minivan. And well, I think after we had my second child, Scotty, who now is 24, we ended up getting a minivan. True story. Went in to get an oil change on our SUV and left that day with a minivan. And my dad was chuckling. Everyone was chuckling that I told that story to about never having a minivan. But I'll tell you what, it was handy and it was great. So never say never. That's the lesson for you there. All right. So guys, that is going to wrap up this episode, this little Jeep cast. Just wanted to say once again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for following along. And let me also say this. The other thing that I'm excited about is our Rock Your Brand Facebook group. All right. I've been focusing a lot of time there. That's where we're hanging out. That's where we're doing weekly live streams that actually get turned into the podcast. We have done some of these bonus web classes. We did a 90-day sprint web class, which you can get access to in there. We just did our email. We're calling this our perfect email formula, which I really believe is the perfect email formula because it works and we perfected it over time. And we just did a private web class there. So a lot of cool stuff happening in the group. If you're not yet part of the Rock Your Brand group, I'm going to encourage you to head on over there and join it. You do have to request to join, answer a couple of questions, and then we'll let you in. And that's where all the cool kids are hanging out today. All right. So come on over, hang out with us. You can do that by going over to brandcreators.com/group. Again, that's brandcreators.com/group. Head on over there and get, get inside there. Look around. You'll see there's a bunch of great content in there and a lot of visuals too. If you listen to the podcast, you're getting the audio, but you're not necessarily getting the video. There's some videos that we do that go along with the podcast showing flow charts and screenshots and things like that. So you probably want to go over and check that stuff out anyway, just to see the visuals. All right. So guys, once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being listeners. And for all of you that are long, long, long time listeners, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. And hopefully one day we'll get to meet if we haven't done so already. And yeah, and maybe even hang out at the lake house. Who knows? And guys, if you do want more info on the lake house and possibly hanging out with us there for a couple of days and work on your business together, just send me an email, scott@brandcreators.com. And just put in the subject line lake house and I'll go ahead and get back to you. All right, guys. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up. As always, take care, take action, have an awesome, amazing day, and I will see you right back here on the next episode. Now go out there and get them.
Oh, and one last thing. If you can do me one small favor and leave me a review over on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and just let me know what is one thing that the podcast has helped you with since listening, whether you just started listening or if you're a longtime listener, like this one right here from Leanne. She says, content is invaluable. 5 stars. Host forever keeps my attention. The content is always extremely helpful. He's given me more of an education in the last year and a half that I've been listening than I would have gotten with a degree in entrepreneurship, if that's even a thing. Tons of incredible, useful information, tips, and motivation. My favorite things are, 1, he is not boring. He's engaging and motivating in a personal and professional way. 2, he doesn't dribble on about off topics. And 3, the titles are on point. When I'm struggling with particular issues, I know that I can go to the podcast, search through the podcast, and find what I'm after. This is great because I certainly don't have time to go through a million episodes of different podcasts, just hoping that I'll run across the topic I'm needing at that time. So I appreciate these so much. Your review will help inspire and motivate other people, and it will also allow us to reach more people inside of these platforms. So if you would do that, that would be amazing. And as always, remember, I'm rooting for you.